Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this April 26, 2023, 10:33 on the clock, and you got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our great friends from the ODC right now. We have Tanya Callahan with us. She is the Director of Mental Health and Employment. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Always good to see you. Thanks for being here. And Chris Nemitz is with us, a Mental Health Coordinator. Good to see you, Chris.
Good to see you, too. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys being here. This audience knows how much I love the ODC and all the great things that you guys do over there. So I have no journalistic integrity with this interview whatsoever. I am very big fans of you guys. I love you guys and appreciate the work that you do. And any chance to talk about mental health, we're going to take it. But especially with next month being May being Mental Health Awareness Month, it's a perfect time to have you all in. Appreciate the time. We've got a ton to talk about today, though. So where would you guys like to start?
Guess we can.
It's not easy. Where do you start?
There's a lot. We're super excited. Our mental health team is to be with May, with Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, this is a time where we can really spotlight a lot of the things that that go on behind the scenes with mental health, and just for people.
And we have grown so much over the years from 2019, just getting things going, and now we're at 147 clients that we're working with within our programs and within four counties. Wow. So we are really expanding and growing and just being able to help support individuals with their mental health and or their substance use in the community and within our Opportunity for Hope Clinic. It's been a fantastic opportunity for us to be able to support our communities.
That's actually where I thought would be a good place to start, because this hasn't been around that long. 2019. Mm-hmm. In some ways, it feels like it was 90 years ago, and some it feels like it was yesterday. But I was curious to know how it's been going. You know, we have a good amount of time now to have a barometer of kind of like how this is with our community. Yep. Is the community responding to it? Are we finding use for it? Are we making you guys work, basically? And it turns out, you guys are working and working really hard. It's interesting to me that this is a subject matter that has been an issue since the dawn of civilization. Mm-hmm. Like mental health, it's not new. This isn't something that just started up or anything. This isn't a trend. This isn't something that's just, you know, cliche, niche or something like that. We've had mental health issues from the dawn of time. But here we are in the last, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years, maybe, where this is a common conversation now. We're talking about it very openly. Like, so I hope people understand that we got work to do. Like, we got a lot of lost time to make up for here and everything. One of the biggest mysteries to me, and one of the bigger concerns with this to me, is the people dealing with these things that weren't tested. That weren't, like, my, you know, generation, we were tested for all kinds of things, and it felt like everybody was diagnosed with HDAD and stuff like that, or ADD and that kind of stuff. And that's certainly not the case, but there was a lot more testing of it back then. When, as a kid, as a mid-teenager, something like that, is I seem to remember when a lot of that stuff and a lot of the conversation started. That's not that long ago. We've got a lot of lost time to make up for. I think of so many relatives I've had and so many older people that I've known that, man, I wonder if that person was on the spectrum, or I wonder if that person was dealing with manic depression or something like that. So to the idea that the work that needs to be done on this subject, it isn't just young people. It isn't just, you know, future kids or anything like that. I hope people consider themselves. I hope they look a little inward and look at the people in your lives. I'm not saying be a dime store psychologist and just start diagnosing people left and right or anything, because everybody loves that. I mean more how important this subject is and how it ties into every one of us. Every single one of us have a tie to this, whether it is a 6 degrees of separation or it is you yourself.
Yeah. That's where, you know, May being just a month for that, and it's really promoted statewide. It's promoted in all our agencies and our schools. I think we've done a really good job through the county and just different agencies, really making May that focal point and explaining what good mental health is. You know, when we talk about mental health awareness, we're always thinking about the bad, right? What's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Versus there's a flip side to that. What is good mental health? What keeps us functioning? What keeps us happy? What keeps us going? How do we combat those times when we have poor mental health? You know, so the great thing about what we get to do and some of this promotion is not only do we get to talk about, hey, yeah, you may have this issue. We get like, hey, you have this issue. Let's talk about how you can combat that. Let's talk about the good things. So it's a give and take that we are able to do that. And that's the exciting part for me about mental health is it's not all bad, right? Yeah. We can talk about how do we keep just ourselves in good mental health, because we all cycle up and down. We all have good days. We all have bad days. It's just that part excites me, to be able to talk about the positive ends of mental health.
Absolutely. And I think it's super important to talk about healthy sleep and healthy eating and all of the different things that we can do to help support people, because life can be hard for everybody. Everybody has good days and bad days. And how do you build in those good things when you're doing well, so when you're not doing so well, you can implement those things in a better way, and it's easier to get through some of those rougher times.
I'm a huge believer that there's really four areas of your life that if you can get them under control, you know, and Tanya mentioned sleep is huge. If we don't get good sleep, we all get cranky, right? And that's part of mental health. Nutrition is big. Exercise, and then stress management. Really, those four areas of, you know, with the people that I work with, we see multiple of those areas that aren't working well for them. Mm-hmm. And when they start to get some of that areas of that, the area of their life working for them, and it's very individual, it's all individual, you see change happen. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know in my own life, my wife will tell you, if I don't get enough sleep, I'm cranky, right? Or if I'm not eating well or exercising, that affects me a lot. So just to know that, you know, I think those are huge.
I don't have a wife to do that, but the audience tells me. The audience, James, get sleep. We need you to get sleep. You're cranky today. I really appreciate the angle that you guys take on these things. That's part of the reason I love talking with you both, especially with the topic that's been talked about so much in recent years. Chris, I don't believe I've heard anybody talk about the positive side of this. Mm-hmm. I genuinely don't. Maybe they have, and I don't want to be dismissive about it, but I don't think I hear that angle on things very often. I got to think that's incredibly important and part of this conversation when we're talking about mental health.
And I think it's really powerful when we're working with our clients or anybody in our community to help support the positive things happening in somebody's world.
I think when we're talking about relatability with this subject, I think I was trying to think of examples, and one of the ones that keeps coming back to me is you're having a good day, things are going great, but you're still upset, you're still cranky, or mm-hmm. you're angry, and you don't know why. Like, it's one thing when it's something, you know, something lands on your foot and it makes you angry. You cause and effect. But we don't know what to do when there is no cause. We're just feeling the effect. Why am I sad? Why, I got a good day going on. I love my job. I like this, and this, and but yet I'm sad. Why is that? Understanding these things, that's normal, that's something that everybody deals with. That doesn't mean that your brain's broken or something like that. I think that part is very helpful for people to understand that they are not alone about this, that they many people deal with it. In fact, everybody's got something going on. It shows how much we have in common, how connected we are.
And mental health, physical health, spiritual health, they're all so connected that if something's not right, even in your physical health, it can impact things. So just being able to help support the whole person is very important.
What kind of services are available for people through the ODC that are struggling with these things?
Did you want to talk about your program?
Yeah, so on my side, we work in a community, a supportive program where we take therapy and support out to the person. Mm-hmm. So we work in their homes. We might support them at work. We are out with them. We might, if a person's working on anxiety and they just don't like being out in public places, we might get out in public places with them. Cool. So my role is kind of that reverse of what you think of the classic therapist support person role, right? So that's the beauty of our team that we have, and we are in four counties doing that, in multiple communities where our team is getting out and they're meeting people where they're at And I find such great results from that, because when you meet somebody where they're comfortable, their guard is let down a little bit more. They're more relaxed, they're more comfortable in their own setting, and things can happen. Support can happen, and you're walking with them versus pulling them along or pushing them. You're walking in that journey with them. So our program, the side that I deal in, not the clinic side, the community mm-hmm. support side, is just that. It's walking with them in that community walk to their recovery, to their health.
Mm-hmm. And our other program is called Opportunity for Hope, and it is an outpatient mental health clinic. It started in July of 22, so it's relatively new, and mm-hmm. then we started taking individuals in December of 22, and we've had 90 referrals come in since December, and our clinic is now serving 47 of those individuals with supports. And it is a mental health outpatient clinic, and we work with individuals, youth and adults, within mm-hmm. that programming. Here in Wisconsin Rapids, we are expanding our clinic to Stevens Point as well.
Yeah.
We're just working through some of the state rules with all of that. So, and we are open to the public. We're open to a variety of insurances that are accepted, and we are open to sliding fee and other things to help support individuals as well. So I would urge anyone in the community, if there's a wait list with maybe their regular doctor, to maybe reach out and see what we could help to support.
And the great thing is we do overlap sometimes. I have consumers that I work with that also go to and see a therapist in the clinic. So it's really about a whole well-rounded approach. We are not separate. We're separated, but we're not separated.
Yeah.
You know, we each do our niche and our own thing to support mental health of what the individual needs. So it's just a wonderful service together.
It really is. And it shows a couple of things. One, that we have the two of you, and that you do have that crossover at times, that you do work so intricately together. The stats that you brought us, I think, are important too. hearing about this satellite location opening up in Stevens Point this year and everything for the Opportunity for Hope. That's all. I mean, these are all good things and stuff. And at the same time, I think it is another reminder to the audience of how important this and how necessary this is. If this has been around since 2019, if we did not need this in our community, you guys wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be working as hard and all that stuff and everything. We wouldn't be opening this satellite location and stuff. It just speaks to, again, how important this is. And for how great it is, those numbers, all those individuals you guys have been able to help and all that, that's great. I got to think there's more out there. There's people out mm-hmm. there that aren't being reached, or maybe they don't know about these things, or maybe they don't, again, going back to this, they don't know that they're dealing with something. I think about this with the ADRC when I first started talking with them and talking about caregiving. And I remember being in the conversation and them saying how so many caregivers don't look at themselves as caregivers or even realize it. And I'm thinking as they're talking, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm a caregiver. Wait, I didn't even realize this and stuff. And they're talking about me. It was weird. I didn't think about that and stuff. I think a lot of people are like that with this. Like, they're listening to this conversation and they're like, wow, those poor people are suffering, or oh, those poor people are hopefully getting help and that, and not realizing they may be one of those people. What are some ways, and this is a very broad question, I apologize for lack of wording it better, but what are some ways of knowing if you are struggling, if you are dealing with something?
Well, I think first, you know, just to get rid of the stigma of mental health, you know, in my own personal life, again, I've gone through, counseling programs. I've gone through the therapy programs myself to do the job that I do. I actually use the EAP program, which is counseling through your employer, for a point in my life. And I'll tell you, it was like getting a massage for my brain. I felt wonderful. Yeah. I tell people all the time, you go see a massage therapist, go see a counselor, just talk to somebody. The ability to just share with somebody who's willing to listen, who is not in your personal realm of life, where that's a little bit more difficult to have those personal conversations than to talk with a pseudo stranger, is for me, it was just absolutely uplifting to my mind and my soul to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not mean that I was broken. It just needed to mean I needed to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, I also think that if you're noticing that you're not feeling your normal, happy, yourself, or there's something just on your mind that keeps repeating, or if things are impacting how you're functioning through life and you're not leaving your home and things, I mean, there's, if anything is outside your typical functioning level, then I would reach out and talk to somebody or see if there's some supports that are out there that you could, that could help you through that.
I've been honest with the audience. I recently tried therapy. I've been doing it once a month, and it's hard. I work out 3-4 times a week. This gives me the real workout. Mm-hmm. Like I can't even stress how much of it is. But it's just like a good workout. Am I a little sore afterwards? Yeah, but I feel really good that I did it. I've always been pretty honest and forward with myself, my friends, when I'm talking about them, about different stories in my life that may not be your traditional way of growing up and stuff. And there's so much of things that happened in my life that I didn't realize were trauma. That was just a funny story to me. It was just kind of silly, funny story that happens in the projects or something like that or whatever. It's trauma. It's things that have led to issues with sleep and food for me and that kind of stuff. Like that, having that third party there that is just there to listen and help guide a bit here and there, it's a gift. It really is. And I don't genuinely think that anybody couldn't be benefited from that. I think for me, the big thing, the reason why I'm 46 and I'm finally starting to do some of this stuff and everything, shame was never an issue for me, although I take the understanding that it is for so many people when it comes to this subject. But for me, it was that kind of Midwest mentality. I could walk it off. I'll walk it off. This is our, you know, I'm having a bad day, but I don't want to bother other people with my junk and everything like that. Everybody's having a bad day. I'm just going to roll with this. I'll be fine. And then what do? We bury stuff, or we just keep moving forward because time just keeps going forward. And you do that, and you do that, and you do that. Before you know it, 20 years have gone by. You've got all this stuff that you have not addressed or tackled.
And snowballs.
Yes, yes. And so I can't be alone on that one. I am positive there are other people out there that are struggling with that kind of stuff too. I really hope that you take a look in the mirror, that you do this for yourself, do this for your loved ones. It's important, and you deserve it. Everybody deserves to live their life to the fullest.
Yeah. You know, and the biggest thing I can say, too, is don't be afraid to share with the people that are in your life. And be honest. If you're struggling, you're struggling. You know, if I see Tanya has a broken leg, well, I can see that she's got a broken leg. Mm-hmm. I understand that, and I know how to help her. But, you know, it's one of those things where if I'm struggling and say, hey, I just need to talk, you know, be open to listen.
Yeah.
And you don't have to solve a person's problems. That's the biggest thing. Well, I don't know how to solve their problem.
Right.
You don't have to. You simply have to just listen and sometimes just walk with them. Because sometimes all I need in my life is just someone to listen.
Yeah.
I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen.
There is a Mental Health Awareness Month t-shirt sale going on. I wanted to touch on that as well.
Yes. If you go to our Ink Splash shop and go and select Opportunity for Hope, you can click on and purchase a shirt for Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's dedicated to reducing the stigma around mental illness and hopefully by raising awareness. So, it's there, and it's for sale, so please go out to our odc.com link, and you can click on that and purchase it.
Tanya, you are great. You're not giving this enough, though. These are awesome shirts. These are really cool designs.
They're
very
cool.
They're very cool. I know you're doing a great job. I'm just teasing you. They are really cool. I really like these shirts. I especially like the couple of sweaters that are up there that it's cool to talk about mental health. I like that. I like these. And I love the idea of the support of this. Like walking around, you know, nobody has a problem walking around with their favorite sports team on their jersey or or shirt or anything like that. This is no different. This is something that we want everybody on the same team on. We want to all be behind this. You guys are going to be hosting something very soon. It's your second annual. That looks exciting.
Yes, we have our second annual For Hope Golf Benefit coming up at Sand Valley on May 3rd. We have 70 golfers participating in the event, and we have some great sponsors. Wood Trust is our premier sponsor. Solaris and Exact Sciences are our lunch sponsors. Tito's is our drink sponsor. Altman's Construction and Gottschalk Cranberry are event gift sponsors, and we're doing an 18-hole golf for as a fundraising event for our Opportunity for Hope outpatient clinic.
That's great. That is going to be a lot of fun. If people want to register, find out more about that, just go to the website?
You can go to the website, yes. There's some information there. Otherwise, you can call ODC, and we can get you to the right person who's actually, her name is Callie, who is organizing that event.
Very cool. And that website, real quick, odcinc.com. We'll give that again before we wrap up today. You have something new coming up this year, too, that cash calendar raffle. Was that mentioned? Did you touch on
that? No, I have not mentioned that. But we do have a cash calendar raffle coming up. So if you want to participate, you can buy a raffle ticket. It's $10 each or three for $20. And we have over $3,600 in prizes. So there are drawings each day of the month of June. And some of the prizes are pretty fantastic. Mm-hmm. So if you do want to participate in the raffle, you can stop in at the ODC office or call, and we will find you and get you your raffle, whatever we can do to help support that. But if you call our main number, we will make sure we can get that to you.
Cool. It is kind of cool to me, too, that it's 2023, and people still love raffles as much as 1903.
Absolutely. Like,
yes.
People love raffles. They just still do. It's great. That's awesome. We love our friends over at Milkweed Market, and especially with Mother's and Father's Day coming around and everything, I can't think of a better place to go for those items than Milkweed Market.
Yes, our store hours are still Wednesdays 10 to 3, Thursdays and Fridays 10 to 5, and the first and third Saturdays from 10 to 2. On May 6th, we are beginning our Saturday hours, and we have our Maker's Mark and Mother's Day's baskets on May 13th from 10 to 2 if you would like to stop in and make some purchases. We got a lot of cool things happening at Milkweed, mm-hmm. so if you haven't been there or if you are a repeat person coming there, please come that day. There's some great things happening. We also have a food truck coming on May 18th, Cambry's food truck from 11 to 1. And if you support that, you'll receive a 15% off coupon for Milkweed Market as well.
Nice. That's
plus,
cool.
On May 26th, we have veterans receive 20% discount in the store. So if you're a veteran, please stop in on May 26th. It would be a great day to come in and do some shopping.
So a lot of great info, Tanya. I want to pause a little bit and go back to some of these. First off, I want to thank you guys at Milkweed Market and the Maker's Market. I've gotten my mother every single Coca-Cola thing she could ever possibly want. I've run out of ideas, you guys. Please don't tell her that, but I've run out of ideas. These Mother's Day baskets, those kind of things, very helpful. Very, very helpful. And they're really cool. They put so much into these. One of the things that I love about recommending people to Milkweed Mart go there and everything is there's not an item. You walk in that store, you pick up any item, and it's made with care.
Like
it's unique. It's different. Even if you have two items that are exact same next to each other, both of those were made differently with different care and love. We talk so much about buying local, supporting local, and this is the epitome of that. It's the definition of it, what's going on in Milkweed Market, because it's not just these products that you're getting from here. They're created from people from here. And some the hardest working, greatest people you'll ever meet are working on this stuff. So when I get like an item from my mom for Mother's Day or her birthday from Milkweed Market, because that's the place to go. She will not accept items from anywhere else almost. She's not just enjoying this cool, unique knickknack or shirt or something like that. For her, she's looking at it and looking at our city, at our community, at one of the hearts of our community in the ODC. And all that work and all that love and everything that goes into that fun, cool item. So these items, these things that we're getting for these events coming up and everything, they go so much farther than I think we realize, because it's all of that and it's an investment. You are putting an investment in your community. You are helping the ODC continue to do the great work that they have done for decades in this community. Every penny counts, and every sale, every bit, it stays in this community. It continues to help our clients, the clients of the ODC. I keep saying we. I'm so sorry to do that. But really, I've cared about this place for so long, and it's had such an impact on my family that I can't help but feel that way about it and support the things that you guys are doing. You mentioned the food truck coming up. We love food trucks. And I want to send a whoever's idea it was to have that 15% off. That was really smart. That's a really cool idea of doing. Yeah. A great way of supporting another business as well as a Milkweed Market, because the ODC is also good at that. It's supporting this community. Think about what the ODC does. does. It's not just helping the clients. It's helping the clients get independent, feel free, understand what it's like to live that way. And they go into the community and add to a business, add to that business's profit, its economy. It's one thing for a nonprofit to help a community. It's another to be so intertwined with it and do such good work in so on so many different layers. And one of those layers is, of course, mental health. And as we're wrapping up here, we'll just kind of wrap up there. With the whole reason we brought you guys in, we're talking about mental health. Let's go over again some of the things that we were talking about earlier in the conversation. It's Mental Health Awareness Month coming into May, so that is something to keep in mind, certainly. Chris, what are some of the things that you hope people will come out of May? You know, we get to the end of May, and we're hoping for more, maybe more people. We're hoping for maybe more understanding, maybe more conversations is the right way I should be putting that. I don't want people to have mental health.
Absolutely.
But maybe more conversations about it.
Yeah, you know, May's a wonderful month. You know, it's the start of, you know, you got that summer coming. So it's a perfect time, I think, to have mental health awareness, because it's that time where, you know, that good weather brings happiness, right? Yeah. It brings good vibes, that sunshine. It's a perfect time to talk about good mental health and what it is to have that. And if you're struggling, to realize you don't have to struggle all your life.
Yeah,
we all go through struggles, but we can get over them with the help that is out there. So there is a light to the end of the tunnel. You might not see it yet, but find someone to walk with you with it. So if anything coming out of Mental Health Awareness Month is really that hope, right? That's why we named the clinic what we did.
Yeah.
Is there hope that there is hope for good mental health?
Mm-hmm. There is a quote I wanted to wrap up on that, you know, struggling with it my whole life and my family, my mother, that kind of thing. My grandfather was a big Ernest Hemingway fan, and I remember reading this as a kid, and it really changed me. We are all broken. That is how the light gets in. The Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely a beautiful quote, and it's so true.
Yes.
Thank you both for the time. Appreciate you guys so dang much. Love talking with you. Please say hi to everybody over at the ODC for us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, that website, odcinc.com, odcinc.com. If people want to get in touch with either of you, just send them to the site, or did you want to give any? Okay, just send them to the site, odcinc.com. Thanks again for the time, you guys.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.